This is a book, Capital Y Prime, beginning January 21st, 2010, and going up through June of the same year. It starts with a continuation of construct that was being made to duplicate the nephrin gene. And so the usual sorts of things of constructs and isolating fragments, minis, and so on and so forth. And for example, Friday, January 28th, page 7, is headed Nephrin PL452.reverse assembly. It's assembling one of the constructs. And sequence checks on the following day, and notation as to what the things are going to be called on page 8, Nephrin 20-2 dot dupe, duplication of 13 ending up with making it a duplication, and the four-piece assembly needed to make it. And so on we go forth with this type of thing. So page 13, Wednesday, February 3rd, fragments for Nephrin 20-2 dot dupe duplication. Now, starting seriously into experiments related to the kidney work that was going to occupy me for quite some time, fractionation of gold myoglobin, Friday, February 5th, page 15. This is now looking at a couple of proteins at myoglobin, which is 16.7 kilodaltons, and cytochrome C, 12 kilodaltons, and this is the beginning of labeling these proteins with a gold tag, and on the left hand side is the rather complicated pattern obtained after conjugating myoglobin with a nanogold particle. This is a particle sold by a commercial company, and they had made the construct, and it has a, as they call it, a sterile pale or brown liquid, page 14, and there's a gel of fractionating the product, not immediately very good. So interlacing with continuing the construction of the plasmids on the following page is Nephrin 714 deletion now, looking at on Tuesday, February 9th, page 21. So the idea was to have a duplication of Nephrin and a deletion of Nephrin. And there's a note on page 25 of the notation was not really very good. Thursday, February 11th, and just changing the name of something. Typical experiments of the sort that have occupied me for many years, making a construct, assembling with FB Fred Blattner 446 dam to get a certain type of restriction enzyme missing dam minus short arm OS Dupdel 2-20 dup dam minus Tuesday, February 16th, page 29. For 4 or 5 pages, and now calibrating a good column that later on has become a big standby for me, an S200 column commercially available card, or at least of a general type available commercially, and putting through blue dextran, which is completely extruded, elutes at fraction 16, whereas the cytidine, which is almost completely permeable into the column, elutes at fraction 47. So the useful range of this column is 16 through 47 fractions. And using this column on page 43, Friday, February 26, to size a new type of Orovist. Orovist is a product of the company Nano Probes that were very helpful with Heinfeld as the owner and scientific advisor, who was very helpful in these early stages of the work. And so running a column and showing that the product, this labelled product called Orovis, it was a size approximately similar to cytochrome C in the column, as far as its hydrodynamic size is to say, that's to say what its effective size is in a buffer, in this case phosphate buffer saline, PBS. Little notes on the shape of the fronts going into the column on page 43. More construct work going on in the following pages. So alternating between these types of experiments, DNA studies, and another one of these final assembly pages on Wednesday, March 10th, page 55, Nephrin 2-20 Dupdel, meaning a construct that could be used either for a duplication or for a deletion, as we had used it previously. A final assembly of Nephrin 220 Dupdel, page 55. Hopefully using albumin GFP and secreted CFP mice that Jen Wilder had been working with, several heterozygotes from both GALB and CSFP. That's GALB, that's albumin GFP, and a form of construct that would enable secretion of cyan fluorescent protein, and the work of her, of looking at her mice, of the mice that she'd made from these. And she's noticed she could see faint fluorescence. Obtained images that are shown there, meaning that it was partly successful. This was a scan obtained with a fluorescent gel scanner in the Cancer Institute, Leinberger. Back to work with particles again on page 61, Wednesday, March 17th. This is amino gold with serum science test. And the Amino Gold is now from nanoprobes. Was one or two, I don't remember the exact number, of amino groups attached to the gold particles, the surface of the gold particle, and the columns look, of course, complicated because it's mixed with serum, and the conclusion is that some of the amino gold binds to serum protein or is agglutinated, but some is not, as judged by the bands. The chromatograms are not very good on page 6. And this work with amino gold was continued down the following pages. And the chromatographs confirm some of the amino gold binds to serum proteins and or aggregates to give large particles, so rather unhelpful. Trying to overcome this problem on page 65, Wednesday, March 24th, amino gold fractionation on the column. S200, plan to fractionate amino gold with PBS to get something around about fraction 42, and then remix the purified fraction with serum to see if binding is limited by the gold or serum. And the conclusion on page 6 that about 80% of the amino gold aggregates in the presence of serum or binds to serum proteins. And further fractionation of the amino gold on Friday, March 26, page 67, and adding it to serum, etc., on the following pages. Beginning of what became a continuous problem of the gold particles that are available from nanoprobes are very small gold content, perhaps something of the order of 60 gold atoms, and therefore they're very difficult to see in the electron microscope. And the way around this is to enhance them by putting a coating on the gold. And this is Tuesday, March 29th, page 73, is looking at enhancement with silver, putting silver on top of the gold. So I reviewed our current silver plus osmic acid protocol. And the most promising stage of control is at the enhancement step. So tests using a 96 well plate, etc., etc., beginning to deal with the enhancing method. Sunday, April 4th. Nambuya's birthday, a conclusion, a very low yield of a gold amino particle, but they no longer bind to serum, a fraction, on page 75, Saturday, April 3rd, and the note on Sunday, April 4th. So here's some attempt at visualizing the enhancement on Monday, April 5th. It looked as if the glomeruli were very easily seen, very in a thick block of kidney embedded material in plastic. And remembering old ideas that you could make material become transparent by using mixtures of benzyl alcohol on sucrose, etc., as had been used in starch days, which we've seen earlier in making starch gels transparent, and carrying this over to making the images of an embedded kidney more transparent on Monday, April 5th, page 77, visualization of enhancement. I'm feeling rather happy about it. On the following page, gold over albumin now being looked at, and the enhancement is clearly working. And so tried a benzyl alcohol and benzyl alcohol and benzyl benzoate 1-2 mix, which had been used by another series of workers in Nature Methods. Thinking about another method of enhancement. Friday, April 9th, page 83. Relatively simple procedure described by Manea et al., etc., which I was thinking about organic phase nanoparticle. And so it goes on the next page. Organic nanos continued, Friday, April 9th, page 85. So, the start of many experiments of this general type, or getting deeper, or perhaps one might say, benzyl alcohol plus or minus osmium, osmic acid, and no benzyl alcohol plus or minus osmic acid, on page 87, Tuesday, April 13th. Examined the thick acrylate embedded sections and could see little difference between them, but some visualization, etc. Although there are some images taken from various parts of the kidney, which I could now interpret in a different way. It's quite easy to see the plasma is has been fixed and is labeling in these little triangles, as it were. The bottom of page 87, two images, no benzyl alcohol with osmic acid, and no benzyl alcohol and no osmic acid, so with and without osmic acid, it didn't make much difference. At this very light level of osmication, the particles are not affected. Exposure to benzyl alcohol does not appear to affect the particle. But the images are really quite useful. Next few pages looking at the osmication effects and another method of trying to enhance with benzophenone photo reduction on page 91, Thursday, April 15th. So this is typical experiments of a new type. Looking back at them, quite nice looking. In parallel with this work on visualizing particles was the work with aspirin, still not yet understanding that it aspirin is not the active material. But Friday, April 23rd, page 99, looking at aspirin solutions that were being used by John Hageman for intraperitoneal injections, and how to best make the solutions. And some comments on a presentation I'd made to Tom Kaufman and others at Duke on page 98, Friday, April 23rd. Typical comments. Acetyl salicylic acid is a blunt instrument, etc. Way of partially obstructing the kidney. Flow by back pressure being thought of at the bottom of page 98. Trying some real experiments, as it were, on page 101, Monday, April 26th. A keto diabetic and control animals with gold of albumin. That's a keto diabetic is a mutation in the insulin 2 gene, and the animals become diabetic, the males particularly, as they get older, and injecting into them the gold labeled albumin, or of albumin, sorry. But the back pressure idea on the ureter to stop flow was put into practice on page 103, April 27th, Tuesday, with a photograph of the, on page 102 of the apparatus that was made to get a back pressure with a bubble generator, which is still a very useful device. Coming from the Technicon method of enabling one to store fractions in a tube without them mixing. Very effective technique devised by Technicon, and with a diagram of the method of doing it, so that you have flow coming in and introducing air bubbles to separate the fractions. So it this is, in this case, to be able to put a back pressure on the ureter and at the same time collect the samples of the urine was what this idea was about. In practice it was really quite difficult. Making the apparatus was not very difficult, because you could see on page 102 that one could see what head of pressure was being used, and you could control it with a syringe, a typical makeshift Oliver Smithers apparatus. So here on the following page, 105, Friday, April 30th, a ureteral pressure experiment of fraction collecting with some diagrams of how it was done. Facing the problems of fixation in the electron microscopy, looking at an image that had been published and I led me to contact an email with Dr. Mounsbach, who had quite a lot of experience of fixation, and some of his comments on how to fix the tissue so as to be able to see the particles. With his email here. Dear Dr. Smith, it's thank you for your mail and attached illustration. While I've not recently worked on the permeability of the glomerular basement membrane, I have followed this very interesting field closely, and I was impressed by your elegant lecture at the American Society of Nephrologists in San Diego last November. And he goes on and gives us some helpful comments. Thinking of enhancing with hydroxylamine, NH2OH, or the salt of it, NH3OH plus Cl minus, because hydroxylamine will not reduce gold chloride by itself, but will in the when catalyzed by the presence of gold. So hydroxylamine is an enhancing agent, trying to work out our own enhancement methods rather than just buying enhancing solution, though in fact it turned out that there was really better to just buy that particular reagent. So block test of gold hydroxylamine, Monday, May 10th, page 111, and some images obtained from it. And it's continuing on the next several pages of this general type. For example, page 115, Wednesday, May 12th, gold hydroxylamine continued. And then a break of about 10 days, back from Kyoto, Seoul, and Sendai, a trip to the back to Japan for a meeting and visit to my family, Nabuya's family in Sendai. Gold plating is what I'm talking about in the experiments. Ben testing gold plating silver enhancement from several past experiments, including myosin, or that really was myoglobin, which never gave positive. The results are very encouraging on the enhancement. PBS control, for example, on page 116, no artifactual particle, and then the myoglobin, and what was obtained after enhancement. Continuing that type of experiment, where these were the electron micrographs were taken by Ben Bleasdale, and the experiments were done by the enhancements were done by me primarily, but he was looking at the product. also about the three-dimensional nature of electron micrograph as images, page 121, ovalbumin 2426, that means fractions 24 through 26 entry into the basement membrane, and a grazing incidence that one could get images that are quite different depending on what the plane of section is. So on page 122, a nice conclusion there, that a very strong entry of ovalbumin fraction 28 through 31, which is in size approximately equivalent to albumin, because of course the gold increases the size of the protein. Very strong entry into the glomerular basement membrane and into membranes of the triangle. Some indications of two levels of enhancement, etc. Now I would think it's a rather crude result, but at that time it was now being helpful. And looking at various images on the following two pages, 124 and 125, where one can see what the enhanced images look like. With the conclusion that ovalbumin 28 through 31 fragment, the standard was generally okay. Gold hydroxylamine enhancement on the following page, 127, being continued. And thinking about the chemistry on page 131, Saturday, May 29th, gold chloride plus hydroxylamine hydrochloride leads to gold atoms, fully reduced gold plus plus a lot of HCl and nitric oxide. Looking at the work of Turkevich. What became a perennial problem was continuing to be a problem already, how to fix Tuesday, June 1st, page 135. Tuesday, June 8th, page 145, OS enhancement, transmission electron micrographs by Mike, looking at some of these different methods, but with a note on the page 144 that with this particular enhancement, all the particles are too small. Need to make the particles bigger. Conclusion. But still continuing to think about the back pressure. Thursday, June 10th, page 149, back pressure fraction collection. Collector continued with modifications and images of what it was like. Some particles from Nana Probst from Heinfeld, revisiting Oravist 1B, Friday, June 11th, and Heinfeld, quote, 4.5, quote, revisited on Saturday, June 12th, on page 150 and 151, looking at different types of particles from commercially available. With columns of them on page 153 and 155. Exchange between Ben Blisdale and Rick Powell at Nana Probst on page 154. And a look at Heinfeld, quote, 3.76, quote, a different preparation of Oravist. They're trying to rescue their gold myoglobin, Wednesday, June 16th, page 157. Enhancement on the next couple of pages, and the book ends on Friday, June 18th, OS enhancement still being continued. End of book Y Prime.